With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte unveiled his tax plan Monday afternoon at a lumber yard in Clancy. Standing in front of chest-high piles of timber and two large loaders, the Bozeman entrepreneur promised to get rid of Montana's business equipment tax, lower income taxes for everyone, and to not increase state spending.
For the average Montanan, the unfortunate reality is that Montana is at the bottom of our nation in wages. At the same time, we're seeing lower grain prices and cattle prices, and we're seeing layoffs all across Montana.
Much of Gianforte's early campaigning is hammered on what he calls business suffocating regulations. His tax plan, which he's calling 406 tax relief, follows a similar theme.
Let's start with the number 4 in our 406 tax relief plan. I'll phase out and eliminate business equipment tax over 4 years. Done. We've had enough. It should be over. As for the number 0 in 406 tax relief, 0 stands for zero increase in state spending after inflation and some much needed infrastructure investments. We must slow the growth of state government and let Montanans keep more of their hard-earned money.
Gianforte also said he would be against any implementation of a Montana sales tax. The final element of Gianforte's plan for state taxes includes an across-the-board cut in income taxes.
With a maximum income tax rate of 6%, down from 6.9% today.
Montana Department of Revenue's Director of Tax Policy and Research, Ed Kaplis, says that reduction in taxes would amount to about $125 million a year. He says Gianforte's plan to eliminate the business equipment tax would result in $81 million a year in decreased revenue. Revenue that mostly goes to local governments and schools. Kaplis says in order for city governments and schools to not take on that funding burden, they would have to be reimbursed by the state general fund.
In the past, when we've reduced the tax rate on business, we reimbursed them or we backfilled their losses. Because otherwise, then, if you don't reimburse, then homeowners, businesses, the taxes that the business equipment folks paid would be shifted back on them.
Gianforte says he would use general fund money to make up for the business equipment tax.
And these details, what I'm laying out today is a set of high-level objectives around where I would focus. The business equipment tax is a cold blanket on investment. It hurts small business owners. That's where I would focus. And we're going to fund that as we have revenue to do that. And again, that's why we're doing it over 4 years.
As Gianforte works to build his identity as the Republican Party's candidate for the governor's seat, Patrick Barkey, director of the Bureau of Business and Economic Research, says knowing what someone is or isn't willing to spend money on is one of the best ways of getting to know them.
I think a budget proposal reveals priorities. And I think whether that's appropriate or not depends on what your or my priorities are.
Incumbent Governor Steve Bullock's campaign manager, Eric Hires, says Gianforte's economic and tax priorities are not what is best for Montana.
The fact is, under Steve's leadership, Montana is ranked the most fiscally prudent state in the country. He's balanced the budget while maintaining a rainy day fund and cut taxes for thousands of small and medium-sized businesses.
The Montana AFL-CIO Executive Secretary, Al Ekblad, responded to Gianforte's proposal in a written statement today that said, quote, Greg Gianforte is supporting extreme legislation and pushing a tax plan that could cost Montana hundreds of millions of dollars while doing nothing to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure, invest in public schools, and create family-sustaining jobs, unquote. Last week, Greg Gianforte started airing the first television ads in the governor's race. Steve Bullock has not yet started doing so. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.